Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays on this lovely, lovely Friday in March. Dan, the Produce Man, here with you. Today's Fresh from the Field Fridays is brought to you by the Produce Industry Podcast and sponsored by Buck, Naked Onions, Equifruit, the only banana you should buy, Sunrays Snack with Impact. Like I said, it's a lovely day here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we are it's spring, so we've got some really good goodies here. But one that I have here is something that is not a spring item. Well, I guess it is, but it isn't. They're peacherines. Now, peacherines are grown in California, and we'll get them during the stone fruit season. But the peacherines that are in the store right now are from New Zealand, and I saw Charlie's Produce posting about them somewhere on social media, and I found them in a very large East Bay produce market as well. Now, I bought a few. The peacherine is something that it's a sub-acid piece of fruit. It's yellow, very sweet, low acid, but this is something that you have to eat firm. If you're trying to get the mid-summer texture out of the New Zealand peacherines, it's just not going to happen because they don't ripen that way. They'll soften a little bit and get a little rubbery on your counter, but they will not soften to where you bite into them and you get that nice summer juiciness out of them. Doesn't work that way. But what this makes them very good for is salsas and grilling. The only problem is that they do cling to the stone. They're not a freestone variety, at least the variety that's in the stores right now out in New Zealand. But it makes them very, very good for salsas. They're very firm, yet tender at the same time. So it's good that way if you want to cut them and cut the pit out and grill them. They're very good for grilling. And that also makes a great salsa as well. And if you just want to eat it out of hand, well, it will have crunch like a harder piece of stone fruit that you would get very late in the season. So it's early fall in New Zealand right now. So that makes sense that the piece of stone fruit would be that way. So anyway, they're in the stores. Check them out. Of course, we have our own stone fruit season starting next month. And we'll have a little bit of the smaller fruit. And then, of course, in May, it'll all explode. Okay, a lot of artichokes in the stores. And I noticed that the desert artichokes are still artichokes that are on sale. But independent grocers, the high-end independent grocers that I have visited this week and last, and the independent produce markets, the heirloom artichoke, which is the best artichoke you're going to get for flavor, texture, just all the way around, and hardiness. They're very expensive. They're going from anywhere from $5 to $6 a piece. That's the highest I've ever seen them. But then, of course, we're suffering from incredible inflation, as well as probably most likely less acreage. Though Ocean Mist does grow a lot of them. Pizzini Farms and Scatini Farms are the big producers specifically for heirloom artichokes that either have the frost on them still from when it was cold when they were in the field still, or don't. But it's all good stuff. It's artichoke season. And you know me, I love artichokes. And of course, asparagus. A lot of Mexican asparagus and a lot of asparagus starting up in California for what's left of our asparagus crop here. All right, mandarin quats, one of my very favorites, and they're still in the stores right now. And a lot of them are a cross between a Miwa kumquat and a Satsuma mandarin. And the skin is completely edible. There's a lot of seeds in these things, but boy, are they absolutely delicious. I eat them like candy. They're shaped like an elongated it would be as if a Mineola Tangelo was shaped like an egg or a teardrop. Absolutely delicious. They're not cheap, but it doesn't take that many of them. You can buy, you know, a dozen of them, and you know, maybe it'll cost you $3 or $4. They're absolutely delicious. They're great in water and in salads. I just eat them out of hand, and I even planted some of the seeds. We'll see what they grow into. So with all the different kumquat varieties that are in the stores right now, check out the different varieties of mandarin quats as well. And this is the time of the year where we see transition time. So when it comes to vegetables, we'll start to see transitioning from the desert back up to Salinas for a lot of our vegetable crops. Different mixed vegetables. Celery has already started. Then we'll see cauliflower and broccoli come back up this way. I'm in the northern part of the, well, not way up north. I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. So when I say up this way, I mean the Salinas Valley from Coachella, from the desert, from Yuma, from those areas. Romaine leaf lettuces next month. And then things will be back in Salinas until our fall transition in November. Transition time is always an exciting time of the year. Always happens around Easter time. I love that time of the year because I love going out and experiencing all the local fresh veggies. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
In the morning, I always pour a cup of coffee and grab a banana. Before Equifruit, I never thought twice about how my banana was farmed. And now that I'm a banana badass, I care about fair trade, which ensures fair pay, gender equity, and safe working conditions. This is why Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunrays. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package pack so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunray's grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.
Let's check this out. Avocados, California avocados. March is a great month for some green skin variety avocados. The bacon, with its large pit and light yellow, creamy flesh, absolutely great flavor. You know, the skin is so thin you can actually eat it. It's pretty mild in flavor, but it's really nice for sandwiches, and it doesn't turn black when it's ripe. It does when it's bruised, and those bruises show up very well. That's why you should handle green skin, thin skin, green skin avocados with a lot of care, because the bruising shows up big time. You want to pick that out when it's soft and yields to gentle pressure. Now, the Fiorte, it has a slightly smaller pit, and it's more elongated pear-shaped than the bacon. The bacon is pear-shaped, but not with the, it's kind of like an egg is the bacon, and then the Fiorte is a little bit longer. Flavor on the Fiorte is absolutely fantastic, and it peels very easily when it's ripe. And again, it remains green when it's ripe, and it does bruise easily, so you got to handle them really well. So retailers, if you're handling these avocados, you have to be gentle. You have to hand stack them. But the same thing. Great yields to gentle pressure when it's soft, but it will not turn color on the skin. That is not an indication of ripeness. Great in salads and omelets and whatever else you could use avocados for. Now, the Pinkerton, my absolute favorite green-skinned avocado this time of the year. I usually get them at the farmer's market and at produce specialty stores, which we're lucky to have here in the Bay Area. This variety, I have seen it get as big as a Nerf football before, and that's pretty big. They get big, and I used to buy them that way. fact, years ago, they would be packed in with just all sizes in the same box. And maybe you can get that from smaller growers, I would imagine. But for the most part, for the commercial market, or at least the commercial market that they have, they're packed more in a uniform size, mainly for purposes of pricing and probably regulations. I used to sell them by the pound because they varied in size, and it was just ridiculous to try and sell them by the each. But it runs neck and neck with a Hass as far as texture goes. The pit is small, and the flavor is incredible. It's very nutty in flavor, has a high oil content, and it's just an absolute gem. Not the gem variety avocado, though. It's just really a great piece of fruit, if you will. So if you can get yourself some Pinkerton avocados, they peel very easily. The skin is slightly pebbled, and the green skin deepens as it ripens up. So it'll get darker green, but it will not turn black. Very long pear-shaped, long neck on them as well. Very yellow, creamy flesh. And you can do whatever else you do with avocados, guacamole, salads, sandwiches, quesadillas. And like I said, all these green skin avocados bruise easily, and they will show, the bruising will show as they ripen. So have you ever dropped a hard green avocado on the floor, just say in your house, and then you put it back on the counter and let it ripen? Well, you know that there's going to be a black spot in there once it ripens up, because that's when you dropped it on the floor when it was firm. So that's why you have to handle all avocados, with care, whether they are rock hard or soft, because when they are rock hard, that bruise does show up when they are ripened. So with these green skin varieties, it shows up even more so. And look, if you can't find ripe avocados in the store, buy them green, take them home, keep them on the counter, and ripen them up to the ripeness that you like. And then you can put them in a refrigerator and put them in a paper bag with another ethylene-producing piece of fruit. A couple of kiwi or bananas, of course, always works well. And keep them in a relatively warm part of the house, and they will ripen up rapidly. I have not tried these tricks that people are doing all over social media where they heat them up in the oven. I like things to ripen naturally to get the full flavor in a more natural way. So look for these green skin avocados in the stores. They're available now. And green peas are also available. English peas out of Baja. We don't have our local ones yet, but they will be here soon. But the English peas is a very picky item. You want to find very shiny and squeaky pods. So you grab a handful of those pea pods, move your fingers around, and hear if they squeak. If they squeak, then they're nice and fresh. You want full pods, but not puffy pods. Medium-sized peas in the pod will give you the great flavor, the nice sweet flavor. If they're too big, they're going to be chalky. And if the skin is dull and starting to dehydrate, the peas are also going to be chalky. It's hit and miss on getting the perfect flavor of English peas. So that's why buying them at the farmer's market from a farmer who has just brought them in from their harvest the day before or that morning, usually the day before, that's your best way to do it. And then, of course, put them in the refrigerator and keep them cold, and they should stay nice and sweet for 2 or 3 days. Open up those pods, add them to salads, to potato salad, to macaroni salad, to just having them with other vegetables sautéed. A lot of nutrition in fresh green peas. 2/3 of a cup is of shelled fresh green peas. Gives you vitamin A, vitamin B6, and a lot of vitamin C. So you can't go wrong, and you're getting a great flavor at the same time. I could eat those like potato chips. So spring is here. A lot of great things on the horizon. Next week, we're going to have Adam Sanders. You're going to hear a real Sound of Freedom type of guy who I used to do a lot of business with in fresh produce, tell some amazing stories, and also about how he is working with farm workers to have better lives and get a fair price for their crops. And then we have our nutritionist coming on as well, and she is going to join us every week, but I'll tell you a little bit more about her next week. All right, folks, are you looking for apples right now? If you're looking for some really great apple variety, Sweet Tangos, Evercrisp, Smitten, Topaz, and of course, Fuji's, Gala's, and Honeycrisp, well, Bell Harvest wants to partner with you. Check out bellharvest.com and find out what apple varieties Bell Harvest grows in markets and provides for your fresh produce operation. All right, folks, be sure to tune in to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly every Monday, as well as the Produce Industry Show on YouTube. There's a lot going on there, folks. It's hard for me to keep up with it, but there's a whole lot going on. Patrick and everyone has some really groovy stuff going on, so check that out. And the Produce Industry app, put that on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your watch. It's a great resource. The History of Produce Season with John Papp. He's had some very strange, bizarre cabbage things recently for St. Patrick's Day, and I saw a little promo for it. I haven't watched it yet. I have to get the stomach up for what he's talking about, but I will. The Global Fresh series with Juanita Gallio. And of course, and then there's my YouTube and Rumble channels called Dan the Produce Man. All my social media is at dantheproduceman.com, and all my consulting information is there as well. Until next week, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon. Yeah.